This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, felony charges for violating the conditions of bail, also known as bail jumping, have gotten a lot more common in Wisconsin. Between 2011 and 2018, the number of bail jumping cases in court more than doubled. That has some lawmakers seeking changes to how the state prosecutes bail jumping. A new bill introduced by Democrats in the state legislature would reclassify it as a misdemeanor across the board and reduce the maximum sentence for bail jumping, among other proposals. David Crowley is a Democrat representing the state's 17th Assembly District in Milwaukee. He's an author of this legislation. Representative Crowley, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on.
Well, let's start with the definition here, because I got to be honest, when I think of bail jumping, I think you're out on bail and then you go away or you skip your court date or things like that. That's part of it, but a lot of other things can be a part of bail jumping. Can you tell us what that means?
So you're absolutely right. So bail jumping at face value, as many people take it, is a person not showing up to court for whatever reason it may be. But a lot of the times there are different types, there are different conditions that could be set onto your bail. So, for example, not having any beer could be a condition of a bail, or not drinking, or having a curfew could be a condition of a bail. And so one of the things that we've seen, as you stated, we've seen it doubled in the past decade, and we've seen that bail has been used to leverage guilty pleas, which pretty much takes away a person's due process. So we want to find ways to basically create a universal law around bail making sure that it is consistently charged to different individuals, and they're not, and that we're not using bail as a way to leverage people's rights whenever a crime has been convicted.
Why do you think we have seen that big jump in that that 7-year span in felony bail jumping charges?
Well, it's one of the top 2 and 3 most charges that we see, and so I think it's really to use as leverage. And so many of the prosecutors throughout the state of Wisconsin has used bail as leverage in order to get people to come back to court. But at the same time, it can really hinder a person's due process. So, for example, if you are being charged with a particular crime, you may actually be found not guilty of that crime. But if you either skipped out on your court date or violated one of those conditions of bail, you may actually be facing more time with bail jumping than the underlying charge. And so we just want to make sure that there's some uniformity when it comes down to it, but also making sure that, you know, we're giving people their due process, their right to be in court, to actually fight their case. But more importantly, making sure that we're not using this to just leverage time. What we've seen throughout the years is that, you know, we've charged many people with bail jumping, but a lot of those charges, almost 50% of those charges, have been dropped, particularly here in Milwaukee County, and I think 31% across the state. And so we can't use bail as a way to leverage people when it comes down to the time that they are being served.
And before we get to some of the specifics of what your legislation would change, Representative Crowley, I want to make sure I'm clear on one more point. If I'm charged with a misdemeanor and then I am charged with bail jumping, say I have that beer in violation of the order, it's a misdemeanor, and then the bail jumping is a misdemeanor. If I'm charged with a felony, that same beer would get me charged with another felony? Do I have that right?
Correct. So if you are being charged with a misdemeanor and you bail jump, that could be up to 9 months in jail, up to $10,000 in fine. And if it is a felony, bail jumping could be up to 6 years in prison, up to a $10,000 fine. So you're absolutely right. And so there are times where, you know, let's say you wrote a bad check and you're being charged with writing a bad check and you're facing 10 years. And while you're out on bail, you decide that, you know what, you're stressed out and you're going to have 2 beers. Even though having 2 beers has absolutely nothing to do with the underlying charge. Let's say you're found not guilty for writing those bad checks, but because you had 2 beers, now you're going to be charged twice with felony bail jumping, and now you'll be facing 12 years because of the bail jumping charge versus the underlying charge, even though you were found not guilty.
Now, the argument might be, okay, hey, you want to demonstrate to the court that you're going to fly right from here on out, whether you're guilty as charged or not. You know, why not follow these bail rules to the letter? Why? What would be the incentive to not follow them to the letter?
Well, when when we think about bail, we should be, just like when people think about it at face value, we just really want to have these people come into court and making sure that they're taking responsibility for whatever they're being charged with. When we think about all these different conditions that goes along with bail, it is not, the data isn't saying that this is actually helping. We are actually putting more people in jail. We're actually eliminating people's due process. So it's extremely important that we have have some uniform to how we are charging bail across the board, whether you have a felony or a misdemeanor. And so when we think about criminal justice reform, being more punitive is not what's going to help us keep people out of the prison system and help us save money to make smarter investments like into education. We have to actually look at the data and find different ways in making sure that we are looking at criminal justice reform at its core. And if you look at about 45 different states across this country have been doing criminal justice reform legislation, and I think it's time for Wisconsin to catch up.
We're talking to State Representative David Crowley from Milwaukee right now about bail jumping here in Wisconsin. Coming up, we'll look more closely at a bill he's introduced to reduce the maximum sentence for those charges and make bail jumping a misdemeanor, among other changes. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about how this works? Is this something that's affected you or someone close to you, a charge for bail jumping that was maybe even more than the actual original charge? Do you think these laws need changing? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our conversation now with Democratic State Representative David Crowley about Wisconsin's bail jumping laws and his bill aimed at changing them. Representative Crowley, let's talk about now what specific changes your legislation would introduce.
So basically what this bill would do is we would say that any form of bail jumping would now be a Class B misdemeanor. So if you violate any conditions of your bail, not show up or whatever the conditions of your bail may be, it can only be charged as a Class B misdemeanor. But also more importantly, it's also making sure that you can only charge bail once per underlying charge. So with the example of having two beers, if you had two beers, you would only be facing one count of bail jumping versus two counts of bail jumping. So it's really, again, to bring some uniformity to the way that we charge bail jumping across the state.
Let's bring on a caller now. Dan is with us in Eau Claire. Dan, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What do you want to bring up, Dan?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I just noticed that this bail jumping situation came about when the Walker administration came in and private prisons came in. That made it more easy to revenue the people that are being put in prison. And if you don't have to put them through court, that's just all the easier that you can put them in and earn money as a private prison owner.
Dan, thanks for the call. Now, you do, these are charges. They would still have to go through a court. It's not, you're not instantly put in prison under the current system under bail jumping. If I have that right, Representative Crowley?
That is absolutely right. You still have to go through the court system.
Dan, thanks for that call. But Dan, pointing toward a wider point of kind of the rise and fall of tougher on crime policies that end up putting more people in prison or jail. Representative Crowley, is this bail jumping issue part of that wider issue?
I think absolutely. I mean, we just heard on a bill not too long ago where right now what they want to do is that if you're currently on probation and parole, which just passed the assembly this past maybe last week Tuesday, no, this past Thursday, if you're on probation and parole and you are charged with a new crime, they want to be able to send you right to jail. And the thing is that when we think about, being quote-unquote tougher on crime, we know that we need to start being smarter on crime. Being more punitive is not what's going to keep these communities safer, and it's not going to stop people from committing the crimes. We need to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to make upfront investments and making sure that we're keeping people off the streets so they don't have to conduct any type of criminal activity. But again, we have to find ways to really, really rehabilitate individuals throughout the state of Wisconsin. We can't continue to spend more money on locking people up. And if we really want to see the crime going down, we need to follow what all the 45 other states have done across this country, which is truly look at criminal justice reform. And we've seen it. they have the data where not only is crime going down, but less people are going to prison.
Thanks for that call, Dan. Another related concern, Representative Crowley, is over the cash bail system, where if you can't afford your bail, you effectively stay in jail while you await trial, even if a bail is set. Is that something you also see as a concern?
I definitely see that as a concern. Nobody should have to lose their job because they cannot afford to get out of prison. I know that, or get out of jail. And I know that there are some counties and some cities and some jails where, you know, you can do a signatory bond. But we really need to be focusing on how to eliminate cash bail in general, because the only people who are suffering under the cash bail statute are those who cannot afford to actually pay to get out of jail. And so we have to look at every possible way in making sure that we are not disrupting the lives of individuals. Our criminal justice system says that you are innocent until proven guilty. And so we need to make sure that we're treating every person that way. And I know that when we think about some of the most egregious crimes, you know, a lot of times they're not even, you know, bail isn't even set forth for these individuals. So let's not make it seem as if we are talking about, you know, the most egregious crimes, the people who are committing some of the most egregious crimes when it comes down to bail.
Now, getting to the process side of things here, at least one Republican, Representative Shea Shortwell, has spoken out in support of this legislation. Do you see enough, given there's a Republican majority in your chamber and the Senate, are there enough Republicans you think who could get on board with this to make it a reality?
I think that we can. Right now we have to have an informational campaign. Not enough people throughout the state, and many of my colleagues, really understand what bail jumping is. Again, when people look at bail jumping, they look at it as, well, somebody who just didn't show up to court. But there are many conditions that a judge can set when it comes down to bail, and those conditions can be limitless. I gave the example of just alcoholism, but it could be other things as well. And so it's extremely important that we continue to educate our constituents, educate our colleagues on what needs to happen when it comes down to criminal justice reform. I commend Shea Shortwell, Representative Shortwell, for his leadership on his side of the aisle. He definitely understands the need of criminal justice reform, and I look forward to working with him in the future when it comes down to just that.
Representative Crowley, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
David Crowley is a Democrat representing the state's 17th Assembly District in Milwaukee. He talked with us about his bill aimed at changing Wisconsin's bail jumping laws. Felony charges for bail jumping in the state have more than doubled since 2011.